enforcement legislation.
This program may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Off the Shelf with Larry Allen of the Coalition for Government Procurement. Off the Shelf gives a voice to commercial service and product companies selling in the federal market. Larry speaks to members and government officials about procurement policy trends, innovations, and debates. Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Now here's your host, Larry Allen.
For those of you all who listen to the show regularly, you know that now, yes, now is the time to send in your nominations for people that have made significant contributions to GSA's procurement programs, whether it's a GSA schedule or GWAC program, whether it's a customer or GSA individual or organization or even a contractor. Yes, it's Excellence in Partnership Time Awards again. So if you have a suggestion for somebody you think the judges ought to look at for making an absolutely fantastic contribution to GSA's programs, check it all out at EIPAwards.com. That's EIPAwards.com, and you will find out everything you need to do to nominate the person or people closest to you to get them the recognition they deserve. Well, I'm pleased to welcome back today into the studio Kevin Lynch. Kevin was with us around about a year ago. He is the president and CEO of the National Industries for the Blind, a very large organization, one that makes up a critical part of the government's Ability One program. And we want to bring Kevin back today, not just to tell us a little bit about some of the success stories over the past year, although those are certainly significant, but to also talk a little bit about some of the new procurement programs that are going on and how that's taking the National Industries for the Blind beyond its traditional boundaries and into areas that you, as a listener, even an experienced listener, may not always have figured on as something that the National Industries for the Blind might do. Kevin Lynch, welcome back to Off the Shelf.
Larry, thank you very much. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here again.
Well, it's great to have you here. We were here about a year ago with some folks from the Committee for Purchase, and now I've got you flying solo, so no pressure today, Kevin. But let's kick off, as I alluded at the top of the introduction. National Industries for the Blind has had a very successful past year since you've last been on. Tell us about some of the highlights of the NIB year and how that has set you all up to move forward and take the next steps we're going to talk about later.
Well, Larry, as you know, the Ability One program is part of the Javits-Wegner-O'Day Act. And our mission of that program is really to employ people who are blind or have other severe disabilities. And it's true, in 2009, 2010, the Ability One program has had a very successful period of time. Particularly for NIB, one of the areas that have been focus for us has been in the bio-based or the greening area. We have come out recently with cleaning products that can be used in federal buildings that are manufactured and packaged by people who are blind. These bio-based products are have been accepted incredibly well by the customer. They're very effective in what they do, and they're great for the overall environment. In addition to that, we've been very fortunate in terms of being able to expand the number of people that we employ. In fiscal year 2009, we were able to grow employment by over 6%. And the other part that I am very happy to report on is that we were also able to grow wages for people who are blind by over 6%. So all in all, 2009 was a banner year for us. And 2010 is shaping up to look even better.
So a lot of things going on. In fact, the bio-based initiative is one that is of interest to me. Recently, Kevin, about a month or so ago, we had GSA Administrator Martha Johnson down speaking in Orlando, Florida. The entire content of her address was how GSA as an agency can get to a zero carbon footprint. And one way to do that is certainly being very environmentally responsible. Is this something that you've talked about with GSA or some of your other government partners about how the NIB offerings are very much in concert with this overall goal?
Oh, absolutely. To be honest, we would not be as successful if we didn't partner with an organization like GSA. The General Services Administration has had a longstanding history of support for our program, and this is just another area where they have really helped step up and work with us to allow us to be able to meet the requirements that have been set, but also ensure that our products are distributed out to the federal customer. We work very closely with GSA, as well as some of the MAS, or Multiple Award Schedule, distributors, to ensure that we understand what their customer needs are, and then working with them, produce the products that will meet those needs. As you know, the environmental requirements today have increased substantially. And what we want to do is make sure that we are not only meeting those requirements, but exceeding them in many ways. So besides the products themselves, we're also focusing on greening our packaging. And that's been received very well by the customer.
Excellent. You mentioned distribution just a second ago, and I want to talk a little bit about that. Another way that NIB reaches the customer is via e-commerce. E-commerce sales play a significant part in your overall business, Kevin. Is that not the case?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that and how that went in 2009.
Well, Larry, AbilityOne.com has been an important distribution channel for products that are manufactured by people who are blind or have other severe disabilities. And in 2009, was a very successful year. Our overall sales grew by 19%. The thing that I think is really important to mention here is that the customer seems to really accept the distribution capabilities that the accessibility of the website in terms of getting their products. When they order, they receive their products generally the next day, desktop delivery. And we do that by partnering with various distributors who we work with who are authorized to sell and distribute the Ability One products. What I'm real excited about is later this month, we'll be launching a whole new platform on the website. And that website is going to be a lot more user-friendly, and it's going to allow us to also be able to change our looks up a lot. The site that we've had is now over 6 years old, and in internet days, that's a long time. So we're going to be very excited with this launch.
Well, certainly a lot going on in e-commerce and other parts of the National Industries for the Blind. That's a good recap. Kevin Lynch, my guest today, the president and CEO of the National Industries for the Blind. When we come back, I want to talk to Kevin about some new initiatives in the service area that NIB is doing, some things that our listeners may not always associate with the National Industries for the Blind. I'm Larry Allen, and you're listening to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Almost 70 years ago, a well-known Connecticut native named Homer Cummings had a dream to start a Washington law firm devoted to working at the intersection of America's business and government. As Attorney General for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he was an integral part of the New Deal. In 1956, Gilbert A. Cuneo joined Cummings' firm to begin what was quickly to become the largest and most successful government contract practice in the country, earning him the title, the Godfather of Government Contracts. That same firm, McKenna, Long & Aldridge, today is recognized by Chambers USA as a Tier 1 government contract law firm, continuing its preeminence in the field through its offices in Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, Denver, and San Diego. With the oldest and largest government contracts practice in the United States, McKenna, Long & Aldridge still operates at the intersection of business and government. They produce solutions by working with their clients on creative and flexible strategies that ensure success. Their attorneys and professionals include former members of government, Congress, and its committees, so they know how Congress thinks and they understand how Washington works. There is no aspect of government contracts with which they are not familiar. In this uncertain economic climate, clients trust them to deliver solutions at costs that represent real value. From one new deal to another, they have remained at the forefront of government contracting. McKenna, Long & Aldridge, a name you can trust.
And we're back here on Off the Shelf right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, where we continue our discussions with the leading people in and out of government on the world of commercial solutions procurement. If you have a suggestion for us for a show guest that you'd like to see us talk to or an item we haven't covered, check us out. You can send us an email at offtheshelf@federalnewsradio.com. We always love to hear from you. We're talking this half hour to Kevin Lynch. Kevin is the president and CEO of the National Industries for the Blind, somebody that is a very, very important part of the government's Ability One program. We talked in that first segment a little bit about some of the previous accomplishments over the past year that the National Industries for the Blind has undertaken, including some impressive e-commerce goals. But I want to talk to our guest today about some new things in contract management support and contract training that the National Industries for the Blind is undertaking. Kevin, insourcing today is a pretty popular topic among government contractors. There's a lot of discussion about the government taking things back in. There's a lot of discussion about contract management. How do we make sure that regardless of who performs a given function, there's good oversight for it? National Industries for the Blind is embarking upon some new initiatives in this area to support these types of things. Tell our listeners a little bit about what you all are up to.
Well, certainly we have been concerned about the impact of insourcing. As you know, our program is all about employment of people who are blind or severely disabled through the production of products or the performance of services for the federal government. We were back in about 2008 having some discussions with a couple of our customers when it was identified that the federal government was having a difficult time, particularly within the Department of Defense, of ensuring that all of their contracts were closed out properly. So after doing a little bit of research into this area, we decided to put together a proposal, which we call Contract Management Support, or CMS, and presented it to the Department of Army. They agreed to do a pilot in 2009, which proved to be a 9-month pilot. We're just wrapping it up now. Which has been very successful. We've employed 14 people who are blind or have other severe disabilities in 3 pilot locations at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio, in downtown San Antonio, and also in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The operation there has worked on over 2,600 contracts already, which they've closed out. And with a 99.99% quality rating as far as their performance of that. They, in the performance of these 2,600 contracts, Larry, they've identified already $3.8 million in money that could be deobligated and returned back to the Treasury, with another $1.6 million waiting right now for the contractor approval process. So it's been a very successful pilot, and it has been decided on the part of the Army that they're going to carry this out for all of DOD.
Well, that's really significant. So it's National Industries for the Blind people, folks who have the disabilities who are performing these contract support programs, specifically in the pilot, Kevin, contract closeout. Is that accurate?
That's correct.
All right. And now we're talking about taking it out of these 3 pilot areas and expanding it out across all types of contracting. That suggests some different skill sets and a different level of involvement, which is kind of neat, really. We know here that if you're a frequent listener on Off the Shelf, that the acquisition workforce is a topic of some frequent discussion. And it sounds, Kevin, like you all are getting into the support of some of those acquisition workforce functions. What does that mean for NIB as an organization about branching out into that type of diversified offering? And what type of training does that mean that your people need in order to be able to perform these functions?
Well, I think the real innovative part of this program, Larry, is that it now allows NIB and our sister agency, NISH, to offer its employees a real high-growth career track. And When we talk about CMS, we should mention the fact that these individuals that are performing these functions, these contract administration functions, have gone through a series of rigorous training, the same training that really is given to federal government employees. We were very lucky back in 2008, 2009, to work in arrangement with Defense Acquisition University with Frank Anderson to set up an opportunity to have individuals who are qualified who were blind or had other severe disabilities to go through the DAU training program. That training program consists of four online courses that students take, and they must qualify those. Those courses are about 20 hours each. And at the end of those four courses, if they've been successful, they are then given the opportunity to attend an on-site training course with other government personnel that are going through the same training. And once that's complete, then they are qualified and are able to go out and work on these contracts.
So really some coordination that you need to do with the Defense Acquisition University today, because we're talking about a DoD support function, but we're talking about getting people with severe handicaps or who are blind into the Acquisition Workforce Series, which is a very new thing for you all. How are you finding the partnership with DAU and the ability to integrate the folks from your program into the acquisition workforce generally?
You know, it's been amazing. You know, when we first started to talk to the potential customers about our proposal, there was a little bit of concern as to how a person who's blind or has other severe disabilities would be able to perform on these contracts. But their willingness to take a look at what we had in our proposal and showing them the advances that have been made in access technology and the fact that the individuals that we have gone through either undergraduate or postgraduate degree programs really convinced them to give it a chance and give it a shot. And, you know, I think we've been able to show and demonstrate through their efforts what an amazing workforce that we can develop for them. And one of the things I really want to stress too is that this has also given us an opportunity to go out and employ a different workforce that our program has really been involved in. It does give us the opportunity for those that are historically have found it difficult. They have the educational background, but they have not been able to get the experience background. And this allows them to be able to demonstrate that. And what we're doing right now is we're teaming with Veterans Administration and other groups to also try and recruit in wounded warriors into the program.
Tremendous.
So this is an outstanding opportunity. And I have to tell you, we're very grateful. We have one very huge supporter within the Department of Defense that has really helped also in the area of bringing down any kind of barriers that may be out there, and that's Shay Assad. He has just been tremendous in terms of the support of the Ability One program, but in particularly the CMS.
Well, Shay, a good friend of industry as well in terms of being always able to listen to us, whether or not he agrees, but that's all you can ask for sometimes, the Director of Defense Procurement and Acquisition Policy. When I come back with our guest today, who is Kevin Lynch, the President and CEO of the National Industries for the Blind, I want to talk to him about putting a face, at least as much as we can on radio, to this program and how that's bringing NIB into contact with different types of contractor partners. I'm Larry Allen, and you're listening to Off the Shelf right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Nominations for the Excellence in Partnership Awards are open. Here's your chance to recognize innovation and excellence in the contracting programs of the General Services Administration. Nominate that company that's gone the extra mile in supporting a government agency. Nominate that GSA representative who calls on your office and provides support. Nominate your own agency to recognize your innovative use of GSA to meet your agency's mission. Winners will be announced at the EIP Awards on November 1st. Go to EIPAwards.org and nominate someone today. That's EIPAwards.org.
And welcome back here to Off the Shelf, where I am Larry Allen, President of the Coalition for Government Procurement, and your host here every Tuesday morning on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, where we bring you the extraordinarily loyal listener from industry and government, the absolute very latest developments in the world of commercial solutions procurement. As I mentioned at the top of the show, this is Excellence in Partnership Award nomination time. This is the awards program that honors the individuals and organizations that have worked tirelessly over the past year to make GSA's procurement programs the very best they can be. If you want to nominate someone, or maybe even nominate yourself, check out everything you need to know about the EIPs at EIPAwards.com. That's EIPAwards.com. And if you need more information, call Melissa King at the Coalition. Melissa can be reached on 202-331-0975. We always look forward to getting good news stories from the world of acquisition. In fact, we're talking about a good news story this morning here on Off the Shelf, where my guest is Kevin Lynch. Kevin is the president and CEO of the National Industries for the Blind. We were talking in that last segment about a very new operation for NIB that is getting into the world of the acquisition workforce in terms of contract management support and other things. And Kevin, I thought you did a good job in that last segment about summarizing the program and some of the barriers that have to be overcome in order to make this type of new acquisition support service successful. Even though we're on radio, you can't really show a face. Are there a couple of examples that you can show so far of some successes of people that have gone through this program, and to the extent we can, put a face to the name of the program?
Sure, Larry. I'd like to talk about two individuals in particular to give you a little bit of variation. First one is Harry Staley. Harry is an employee of the San Antonio Lighthouse for the Blind and works at Fort Sam Houston right on base, right next door or right across the hall from DOD contract workers, contract administration workers. He's worked on the pilot from the very beginning, and as a contract closeout specialist, he's applied his skills, you know, to prepare the contracts using the web-based Excel spreadsheets, templates, and other management tools. That's allowed us to create the metrics to make the closeout process more efficient and to gather the information that we need for the forthcoming Defense Department-wide contract services. Now, generally what Harry does is he typically prepares correspondence and other documents necessary in this process. He verifies that the government has received what they've needed and the acceptance has been duly documented. And he reconciles any contractor invoices and takes care of any action items that need to be done. This is all through the process of taking hard copies and actually digitizing them also so that they're now in electronic format. Harry is quite excited about this opportunity. Prior to this, he would never have had a real chance to get out into a career track that he has at this particular opportunity is providing. I also want to tell you a little bit about Shannon Caldo. Shannon is an individual here in the Virginia area that is currently at Fort Belvoir going through the Defense Acquisition University training. This is an opportunity for her to get the appropriate contract qualifications so that she'll be able to work once the pilot goes into full mode, which, as I mentioned, will be later on this summer. Helda, along with six other legally blind persons, have gone through the advanced training of Fort Belvoir, which is a prerequisite for the job contract, for the job in the contract management with the federal government. Shannon's a graduate of Old Dominion University and is excited about this opportunity and believes that her ability to communicate effectively and her superior organizational skills, coupled with now the DAU training, are going to make her a vital member of the organization.
So two good people right now that are very representative slices, and as you pointed out, with diverse backgrounds, kind of neat to see some of those things that are developing. As I mentioned when we went into the last segment, though, Kevin, this brings NIB into some contact with different types of companies that are prospective contractor partners, i.e. the types of companies that may be providing contract support services now for the government and may have an opportunity to team with an Ability One partner. Tell us a little bit about any of the outreach efforts your organization has embarked upon so far and what that might mean for your business model.
Well, Larry, I'm really glad you brought that up. For one thing, I would mention that under the Ability One program, we're always very interested in teaming with good partners. And the opportunity, I think, under CMS is quite large. We have not really rolled out anything officially just yet because we've been going through the pilot program with the Army. But now that that's wrapping up, we're ready to go full bore into looking for ways that we can work with other strategic partners out there and provide the opportunity of bringing in some high-quality, well-qualified individuals to be able to work in partnership together under the Ability One program or under as a commercial subcontractor. So we're very excited about that and look forward to the opportunities that any one of your listeners out there might be interested in exploring.
Well, certainly, if anybody who is listening out there has some interest in getting a hold of Kevin, we obviously know where to track him down here at Off the Shelf, so just give us a shout. But in the meantime, it does pose some interesting questions, Kevin, about working with some non-traditional people. If I was a company today, like, say, a large Booz Allen Hamilton-type company, what would you tell me about the ability of your folks to provide good subcontractor work for me?
Well, I would say that our folks are an incredible resource out there, in many ways an undiscovered resource to companies like a Booz Allen. And the fact of the matter is that these individuals have the training, have the skills, but have not historically had the opportunity to really prove it. And thanks to the Ability One program, we are able to demonstrate to other partners out there, strategic partners, that this is an ideal resource to tap into, that we can help them with their needs and meeting their customer requirements. And we can also work together to leverage our program and our skills so that really becomes a win-win-win. Win for the customer, win for the partner, and win for us and our employees.
So if you're one of those larger companies out there and you're looking for a new socioeconomic edge in the services you provide, you might want to reach out to Kevin Lynch in the National Industries for the Blind. You can reach him via us here at Off the Shelf at federalnewsradio.com. That's Off the Shelf at federalnewsradio.com. I want to thank Kevin Lynch, the president and CEO of NIB, for being my guest today. Kevin, as always, it's been a pleasure having you here.
Thank you, Larry.
I'm Larry Allen, your humble host here on Off the Shelf. Join us again next week as we continue our discussions in the world of commercial solutions procurement right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
You've been listening to Off the Shelf with Larry Allen of the Coalition for Government Procurement. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Off the Shelf, Tuesday mornings at 10:30, only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. WFED, your source for federal news now.
Looking for usable news and information that helps you do your job? Tune in to In Depth with Francis Rose every weekday afternoon from 1 to 3 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Francis explores the relationship between agencies and Congress by taking you to the hearing rooms on Capitol Hill and asking questions of federal decision makers and experts. You'll get a firsthand look at how Congress affects your agency's personnel, funding, and oversight. In Depth also looks at the relationship between agencies and contractors, companies that do billions of dollars of business with the federal government, talk about the work they're doing for agencies, the work they're bidding on, and the work they didn't get. And In Depth will help you be a better manager. Francis talks to authors, scholars, and managerial experts about managing projects, managing your workforce, and managing yourself. In Depth with Francis Rose, every weekday afternoon from 1 to 3 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.